Blog Talk Radio.
Homie said that he a blood. We gon'
connect the dot, connect the dot. Link with the connect and we collect them blocks. Run into a pussy and collect the spots. When we catch a headshot, disconnect the top. Woo!
Let's talk about the trap, let's talk about the street.
What is up?
You look up to Jordan, we look up to Meech. Clean a nigga block up, leave that bitch bleach. Spend a half a quarter on a
track. Niggas tryna call me, tryna make another beat. My baby mama bitchin', but she still be fucking me. You blowin' up her phone and she steady sucking me. Whoa, whoa. You a sucker, sucker. I gotta bend over, finna fuck a fucker. Them boys police, them niggas undercover. Lil' bitch, that pussy so dry, you finna break the rubber. I done took a nigga life and I take another. Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going out sad. Y'all nigga going out bad. Y'all nigga hang around fat. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat. 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 Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat.
We cannot throw in the towel. Niggas will gun you down. You better move like a cow. Niggas will shoot up the crowd. Dressing up like a trial. These niggas are running your house. Fucking that thot in the mouth, got no sugar bun on my cow. Bitch, ball of shit, rat, gay, what we talking about?
Rat.
Bitch, sucking dick for the fame, get the fuck out. Pop me a perk, send me some circ, I'm tripping the fuck out. Send me the skirt, send him the murk and he get knocked out. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad, she sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I just wanna smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the old guy. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad. She sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask. I just wanna smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash. I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast. I go get the bag, then go by the ocean. Get your hoe from the blind side. I got it on me, I'm fine, you're dying. Eat the dick, she whine and dine. I fuck her, she whine and crying. But when they get loud, these niggas ain't down to ride. Your niggas bow to doubt it. My niggas turn to Michael Myers.
Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going out there. Y'all niggas going out bad. Y'all niggas hang around bad. Y'all niggas make a nigga laugh. Y'all niggas make a nigga laugh.
Birthday. Hit the curve, do your number, pick up money. Turn out mama porch and hit the ground, man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin. 200 band for some bad boy, you better call me. Phone money calling, yeah, I talk to it. Need a new say, cause the money got a wall full. I just spent a day in the bay, it was all good. Back and count it up by myself before I walked through it. All about my business and my pocket number white folk. Money came by love, cut it, bitch, I need my tight dope. Turn up at the day party and kill them at the night show. Real nigga reunion, I put with us, so I might go. Rapping easy, I can do it on time, I close. When Robin was a job, I would do that shit from 9 to 4. My partner drove from Holly Grove to here to get them jams. And I rebook every number with money in my hand. Birthday, hit the curve, do your number, pick up money. Told our mama, put you hit the ground, man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin.
Say I'm only enemy. Got a cold when my dogs can get in between. I can give them life, no more energy. Amen, amen. Spend about 60 on the time, I can't even lie. No way in, no way out, this shit do or die. So on roll when I roll, must be suicide. Amen, amen.
I can ride Benz, I don't do peace. I feast, I beast, I gotta eat. Saber tooth, tiger, diamond tooth, teeth. Rockin' right now, won't you come pink? P People's outside. The way that I shake, leave your mouth wide. You need to say grace for you to say thanks.
Amen, amen. Left in my life, don't know what's in store. I've been dealing with these blessings that I can't ignore. Putting up the numbers, we ain't keeping score. Amen, amen. I here on the block with it in my side. Run it in our house for 12 o'clock. Yeah, the hood love me, but you gotta watch. Amen, amen.
I just pop three, I don't do sleep. Yeah, tryna shoot a scene, make a movie. Yeah, we gon' fall through, coming through deep.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, packed it from the south, moved it to the west. Iced the logo on the cross, threw it on my neck. Yeah, when I rep the set, gotta stay blessed. Yeah.
Amen, amen. People tryna say I'm on the enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can't get in between. I can't give them life, no more energy.
I hear my nana, she be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. Yeah. Couple bands won't change me. I'ma still be the same me. Yeah. Niggas say they made me. He just mad cause he ate me. Yeah. Clip shooting like Katie. Pull a hard time Brady. Now I'm about to go crazy. And your bitch drunk in love. Got me feeling like Jay-Z. I'm a motherfucking god. Pulled up with your lady. Everything I do is big. On the road like gravy. And I'm turned to the max. Might be cause I'm wavy. Do it for all of my niggas. I pull a fourth of my niggas. I don't do drugs. But I just put them in jiggas and pass them all of my niggas. Once I get back, them in the back of my grizzly. Then I start pouring that liquor. Then I just kill them. Then I stop talking to niggas. Stop fucking with all of these niggas. I fuck them all. Find me a bitch that can fuck. I be fucking with all of these bitches. And I got a deal. They want my baby right now. So I stop going rolling these bitches. I fuck them once. Then I stop liking their pics. Then I stop calling these bitches. I got the rock. I got the rock in my pen. I'm walking toward these bitches. Like, hey. I hear my nana, she be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money.
Nick P, too lit, this bitch, too lit. AP, too brick, bad bitch, too thick. Fashion, ooh-wee, back in, ooh-wee. Kardashian, two-piece, Mac of that Uzi. Trapping by Pool Creek, action when it bout me. They say you not the man in the streets, I flash it. Now you got the man with the key. Hold up. I crashed it. Now I'm in that new strategy. It's panic. They finally free my fucking brother D. Panic. Man, time to turn up on them beats. I'm dangerous. Oh, you acting hard, nigga, please. Gang with me. And we in the club 100 deep, nigga.
Dead bit, too lit, the bit, rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bit, Sade, red bottom, 2K. Yacht Master, 40K. Atlanta. A new wave, bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay, red bit, Sade, red bottom, 2K, yacht, master, 40K, Atlanta, new wave,
I got Blu-rays, still in the bird, bitch, I'm too paid, the fortune made me swerve when I'm cruising. Know I make them nervous how I do this shit, nigga. Park the donk on Urban, leave the keys and do ignition. Ain't no shoe like Curry, nigga, try me, I'ma switch. No bitch, I ain't nervous, I got racks and I got glitz. In that blue excursion, I'm in traffic, in no inches. I might go to Phyllis, go to Flame, or throw a 20. I might take a shop and buy that, but ain't no feeling. She still go to college, but her daddy don't be trippin'. And I'm with my partners, time to turn away my niggas.
Bit too lit, the bit rule, crew, dark, bit dark, shit.
shade, dark pay, okay. Red bitch, Sharday, red bottom 2K. Yacht master 40K, Atlanta, new wave. Dead bit, too lit, the bit, rule, crit, dark shade, dark pay, okay. Red bitch, Sharday, red bottom 2K. Yacht master 40K, Atlanta, new wave.
It's the new wave, I got Blu-rays. Might pull out the garage in that new race. Fuck them if they hang, bitch, on toupee. I'm clutching cause they hang, but it's cool, hey. My bitch too lit, yo bitch, my bitch. Big rim, big crib, 4/5 right here.
What?
I won't let you try me ever again. This little bitch won't buy that, she won't perk this shit. No, it ain't no problem, we gon' work this shit. Order all them bottles, that they got it bitch lit. And we want them hoes that brung all her friends. We got this bitch loaded, gonna turn them
fake. Yeah, bit too lit, the bit rule, crib, dark bit, dark shade, dark pay, okay. Red bitch, Sharday, red bottom 2K. Yacht master 40K, Atlanta, new way. Yeah, bit too lit, the bit rule, crib, dark shade, dark pay, okay. Red bitch, Sharday, red bottom 2K. Yacht master 40K, Atlanta, new way.
For hip hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
That's right, the True West Radio back in the mix once again right here on your Wednesday afternoon. Going down in a special way, man. We're going to get the show underway. We got the Unfatable and Sweepy in the building to kick it off. And y'all know how we do it, who we does it. You know, welcome to the True. If you're tuning in online, like join the show, hit us up at 323-642-1597. We are live, baby. Press 1 to talk. And let's get it in, man. What's going on in the cities of cities?
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
I'm good. Right. How y'all doing?
Good.
I'm glad it's working tonight. I was wondering.
I was too. You know what? I really feel about Blog Talk what we felt about Donald Trump when he was running for presidency. And I don't like feeling like that. You know what I'm saying? But this is the most bullshit ass network in the fucking business, man.
Wow.
It is.
It's crazy.
I must say, man, it messed over three good guests. We had three good ones.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to get, for those who are listening that were looking for the Locano show, we're actually going to get him back rescheduled, hopefully for this week. Hopefully for tomorrow we can reschedule him, if not Friday. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try to get the man up in here. So if he has a story that needs to be told, you know. He's been around for a minute, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into that in the chat, give you all the info. But, you know, he's an H-Town. A lot of people don't claim him as that, but he's an old-school H-Town freestyle champion. He used to freestyle so cold. But a lot of people don't know that. So just stay tuned for tomorrow night. We're going to have we're going to have that story for you.
Yeah, he's still freestyle. Well, you know, people from around the way, they know him from that. But these companies and when you deal with record labels, they push the people that they want to push.
Yeah. And you know,
and everybody else, they sign them. They sign them to get a piece of the money that they got going, but they don't push them.
But you know what's crazy? Because back then, artists didn't get, especially freestyle artists who were just, you know, basically poets off the top of their mind. You know what I'm saying? They didn't get the exposure and everything that they needed during that time because they feel like if you couldn't write, you couldn't rap or sing. But I know actual singers who couldn't harmonize a whole song as long as they've got, you know what I'm saying, the production they need.
Well, I mean, that was a stupid theory anyway because the majority of people I know, well, my sister, all her stuff is freestyle, but that's how she writes her songs, too, when she writes songs. And Chris do the same thing. He freestyle until he likes what he got, and then he write it down. And a lot of people do. So that's kind of a stupid theory anyway. I think if you can freestyle and make it make sense, and you can do anything. So that's the hardest thing to do is make it make some damn sense off the top of your head.
Mm-hmm. What's up, JoJo Loco?
A lot of practice. How everybody doing?
Chilling.
You see a lot of practice, huh?
That is good. I start training tomorrow.
Yeah, congratulations to you.
Thanks, God.
I'm about to be telling people shit. Not like that. I'm going to be working with AAA. I ain't going to be repointing nobody's shit. I ain't trying to get killed over nobody calls.
Uh-huh. Also, you don't think AAA will set you up? Man, go pick up this man car. He's a very gentle guy. Get over there.
AAA members, when you're not dealing with AAA, you got to deal with the police and all that. I ain't trying to deal with the police. All
right.
Yeah.
That's true. I remember, I like everybody to have, and I remember back in the day, you used to have to pretend like you was old or something like that. Like, my grandma used to call them for us a couple of times or whatever. We used to have to hide. She's like, everybody go in the house. Don't let them see who you are. Because if they see you're not an old person, they wouldn't take the car back then.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, see, the good thing about it is, nigga, they tip you real good sometimes. So hopefully, shit, starting tomorrow, I'm going to start getting some good
tips. That's what's up.
I was working on the freeway. They hit you on the freeway. That's a dangerous one.
My sister lost her keys out of her car, and we had to call AAA, and all this boy did was stuck something in the door. I promise you, it was a blood pressure cup. He stuck it in the door, and he blew it up. Like how you take your blood pressure, where it was a gap in the door, and he put the little thing in and hit the unlock button. And look, I'll be down.
That's AAA. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. I'm doing all that lockout, changing tires, towing. Only thing is I work from midnight to noon.
Okay.
I'm going to be out there with them night owls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. Cause you might not even be that busy and you still get paid the same.
Yeah, part of it. But it'll be 12 hours, though. That's the only thing. I used to do, when I was doing construction, I was working 15, 16 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, any tech is a good tech.
So,
yep. They hot as an entity album. I wish people was out here with our mic because they need like three more drums. The new company, you know it.
Oh, wow.
Right, but look, but I'm going to tell you the craziest thing about it. As soon as I walked in, I didn't even get to get a man there. I didn't fill out the application. I didn't fill out nothing. As soon as I shook his hand, it was like, you're Mike. He's like, yeah. He's like, you're hired. I'm like, you get to say shit. Yeah. He was like, I don't care. He's like, I don't care what you do. Just take care of my truck and I'll take care of you. I'm like, okay. No one argue with you.
That's the thing. None whatsoever.
Hell no.
That's my
go-to. And you get paid for training, too?
It's the only migraine medication that can treat and prevent my attacks.
Yeah, they better pay me.
No, they pay you for training. And the cool part about it is, you know what I mean, you push a button for the light. You push a button for the air compressor. And then you hit the little switch, the hydraulic thing that lets the bed out and down and all that. And then hook it through the tires. That shit ain't on. Unless it's a BMW, and they got a special tool you got to take out, pop off the front, screw it in, then pull the car. But other than that, it's just easy.
That's tight. I hope you like it, man.
Oh, you know what I mean? I've been trying to get into this shit for a long time. My nephews and cousins and all of them, they drive tow trucks. So they've been trying to get me into the game for a minute. When I was doing construction, they were trying to have me come over and do construction.
Hey, man, I know that you pay good, too, but, man, I can't stand driving. Well, I can't drive right now anyway, but, I hate driving back and forth. That's the one thing I hate is when you drive over here, then you go over there, and then you got to go back over there. Cause I tried that, the DoorDash and all that shit. That shit, I was about to throw my phone. I was like, I'm not going to no fucking Katie to go to Jack in the Box. And I live on the south side. Like, I'm over here, 15 minutes from my house. You think I'm finna drive to Katie to give somebody a cheeseburger?
Look, but see, you gotta think about it. Look. I'm liking DoorDash, nigga. Whatever. I have to go pick up a $2.56 Snickers, and they paying me $7 to take it up the street. I'm not gonna complain. Buy that motherfucking $2 Snickers.
It's better now than it used to be, but it used to be like it was a new thing. So it will be a long time before you get a new order. And once you drive all the way out, you just out there because you know they pay you to go where you're going, but they don't pay you to come back.
Yeah, but usually how it work is if you get an order in a certain area, right? Like say it takes me across town from one side to the other side. Usually it'll pick up and give you an order from that side to bring back.
See, that's what they do now. In the beginning, it was new. And so people was bouncing around off different ones, and it just really wasn't enough business for it. You get certain good days, like, after work or, like, lunchtime. Or I used to go over there and post up around Sandy area, around the mall and stuff. But it's once I get home, you trying to send me back over there. It's like, no, I don't live like that. I live over here.
But you got to look at it, too, though. You got to look at the area you go in because, you know what I mean, if you're going over there to, like, say they send you to the little white area, suburban area, and you making more tips, then that's the area you stay in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I learned you want good tips, you go to the white neighborhood. You want some hood tips? Like, okay. I lose, like, me being in San Bernardino. It might be like $4.50 for a motherfucking DoorDash, but that shit wants you to drive 15 minutes. But then you get over there to the white neighborhood, the motherfucker paying you $15, and you taking that motherfucker 5 minutes away.
See, and that's cool. The only thing why I used to be tripping on is the time. Don't send me all the way over here. And you know, it's only 30 minutes left in my shift. Like, bro, like, don't play with me like that. By the time I get over here and do that, it's over with. So I'm just out there. Sometimes you can pick up some more hours, but not it, back then. It was like far and few in between. But I used to switch back between favor. The favor pay you more anyway. So that's how I used to make my peace with it. But I used to be mad about it.
No, but see, this is a catch too. They don't see this is what they don't. If it's some DoorDash people listening, I'm gonna give y'all some motherfucking goddamn upset, some shit. They don't tell you you're supposed to have 100 dashes in a month. DoorDash, they don't tell you none of that. Because if once you get top dashes, your pay go up.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell people try to get 25 orders a week, because if they have you scheduled, oh, you fucked. Because it's going to take you forever to get back to top dashes.
No, hell no.
And then I start finding...
How about this one? I was going to say, this is a head love right here. I saw it say, another pizza delivery driver carjacked 4 days after similar River Oak crime.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get on. I'm gonna tell you, like I tell people, like you want, I'm gonna tell you a twist for people that order in DoorDash, right? If you ever order DoorDash, do not have them handed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because once they leave it there, anybody came and got that motherfucker. Now they gotta give you your money back or issue another whole motherfucking order.
Yep.
Nigga, I start pimping the system. Like, nigga, fuck that. I'm a teacher. I'll figure out a loophole.
I just couldn't believe it, though. The people who think they better than us live in River Oak. And, you know, River Oak is the backside of what we used to know as Fourth Ward. But that's okay. You know, that's where they live at, in their rich houses. And they saying somebody else getting carjacked 4 days after somebody else. I'm like, wow. Niggas getting jacked in River Oak? That's something else. Because that's where I used to make a lot of my money at. That's when you come up going towards the north side before you going, you know, going towards Katy and all of that. You get over there first. River Oaks Memorial and all that stuff. So I say, oh, that's interesting.
So did they have you grocery shopping?
Uh-huh. That's what Favor do.
Okay, so they pay more when you do the little grocery shopping, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I learned, like, the grocery store, anything like that, I know they pay more.
I used to get that early. And this one man, he used to always give me extra money. A few people gave me extra money, but this one dude used to always give me extra money because I used to always beat him home.
Oh yeah, it'd be crazy.
He gonna order his food or whatever, and then you know he gonna come home. Then the food gonna come, but I be sitting outside waiting.
But don't you be like, some of your dashers be like, how do you always get my order? I'm like, I guess I'd be in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm. It is like that.
But then...
Let's say they don't want you to do it.
Okay, did you, like, when you did your alcohol, did you get your pay?
Alcohol? I didn't do alcohol back then. They didn't do it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I was loving them alcohol, and if I feel like I'm still gonna get my tip, you get what I'm saying? I'm still gonna get my pay if I come to your house. But if I feel like you were intoxicated, man, I'm gonna get paid for taking the shit back too.
Mhm. Man, I was putting my food on the wrong doors anyway, especially the door drivers. That shit is the worst one. Man, they used to always put my shit on the apartment complex right next door to the leasing company on both. So I used to have to sell them my 369. It's the doors to spread. Like if you had a blue door, you had the wrong apartment. I had to write all of that shit in the description.
But now, you know, Walmart got their own shit called Sparkle, some shit like that. Spark.
Mm.
Yeah, they don't even use, like, they use DoorDash and all that, but they got their own shit, and I heard they pay more, too. But Instacart is where it's at, and that shit like a million-day motherfucking goddamn wasn't it?
Shit. If I had a car, I'd still be trying it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just the area you go to. I tell people, go to the white neighborhood. If you want to make money, that's like out here in San Bernardino, you ain't getting shit. But if I take my ass to Temecula, oh, I'm going to have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about when I was out there on tour, and I was talking to a lady in Alabama that was doing DoorDash. I felt bad for her when she told me she made like $250 an order. Now, how the fuck do you live?
She do you think?
I'm like, at that okay. point in time, you gotta sell drugs.
See, I used to work at one of those party companies over there, and when I got off work from the event company, then I would click on and just see if there was something extra left. Also, I would hop on Sundays because nobody wanted Sundays, and that's how I used to make money too. The favorite pay by the hour. Oh, straight.
Yeah, especially when it's like football season, that's when you gonna clean up. Nobody really wanna be out here. Yeah, I was like, fuck football,
nigga. No,
yeah, that'll be pulling plugging vehicles and shit. It's no different than DoorDash, and just pick up and drop off.
Man, forget that shit. It's a lot of work.
No, you know what I mean? It's really not. You know what I mean? Truthfully, it's not really too much work. Unless you have to get down into the car and hook it because they be acting funny and shit because they don't want you to rim and all that. But other than that, I don't know. They pull that motherfucker up on there, lock it down, and get to go. He asked me to do repo, but fuck that. Niggas die behind repo. I ain't dying behind no car.
I don't know. That's it. I got a different look at a lot of stuff. I know when I go to certain neighborhoods, what we talking about, River Oaks, they put people's groceries in paper bags in River Oaks.
Yeah, I didn't even know people use paper bags no more.
Oh, yeah. I was just like, wow, we don't have a choice, you know. And one of the stores didn't have a choice, but a couple of them have a choice. You want paper or plastic? I had a flashback, like, wow. I was like, man. I haven't heard since I was like 4 years old.
But when you get paper, but the paper bags is good though to you know, shake that chicken up in.
Mhm. See, you can use the paper. You can use all of them over. You know how black people is, so it don't matter. The black people.
I use them as a trash bag. I'm that's how I get away.
Yeah.
The bag is my trash.
The little waste basket, all that, the little hanging door.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're going to get used.
Definitely so, got to have it right, man.
But you want me to tell you, have anybody watched Madagascar?
Yeah.
the movie?
It was a while ago.
But did you ever pay attention when they said this is a P. Diddy party?
Oh my god.
So you think, I was like, wait a minute. I never paid attention to it until my girl said, hey, did you hear this? They said this is a P. Diddy party. I said, ain't this a bitch?
Oh, hell no.
I'm like, nigga, they was already telling you about this nigga back then and nobody was listening.
I told y'all.
You gonna make me go watch that motherfucker just for that.
For real. I'm serious and awful with that part when they out there having, when they come into the party and they be standing there and they all be talking and they just be like, she say something, he say something, he say, damn, this remind me of P. Diddy party. I was like, what the fuck?
I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, well, shit, hey, the proof is in the pudding, you know what I mean? I can't make it up. I wish I could. Can't make it up. So that was
like
one of your...
You go to a P. Diddy party, don't stay long. Leave early.
Yeah, well... I wonder, you know, that I believe Jay-Z gonna be next.
Shit, they already tried. They tried a while back, but what's it called? People was giving stamps and receipts and dates and stuff on him and Beyonce relationship, but they tried that with him and her.
So do you think they saying that P. Diddy had something to do with Jamie Foxx end up in the hospital?
No.
They said Jamie Foxx did something.
Usher was in the hospital.
What'd you say?
Usher was in the hospital.
No. He was in a hospital. I think he was in the hospital for a minute. He was in there for a couple of weeks. I think Jamie Foxx almost died.
Oh,
yeah. He had a stroke, though.
Okay, it was a stroke. After he said something about P. Diddy. If people ain't paying attention, uh-huh. Jay-Z. The signs, and nigga, you say something about him some way, somehow, he gonna try to kill you.
Well, they all do dope together, so, you know, I don't know.
And then I didn't know Young Boy and Freestyle Freddy is beefing.
Neither. They all call themselves beefing now. Rap ain't getting no attention for that bullshit they was doing. Now everybody wanna beef. Well, no, seriously, making some damn music.
Well, they welcome everybody. The reason they're beefing is because when your album ain't selling, the industry saying, hey, man, do controversy. Do a diss song to anybody that's, goddamn it, they shit ain't selling either. So y'all can both try to sell some goddamn records and make yourself irrelevant. Because you look at all of them, who was irrelevant? Rick Ross wasn't irrelevant. He ain't been irrelevant for a minute. Kevin Gates ain't been irrelevant. Finesse you two times, he done seals it out. So he like, well, hell, I'll come for NBA Youngboy to make myself get another spark of life. That's what, look at Kendrick Lamar. I mean, come on now. Future ain't been relevant in a minute. So
yeah.
Get it. When it comes to the numbers game, it's like, hey, y'all do diss records.
Well, Drake had been struck first. So, you know what I mean, he reacted. I heard Drake came out with another song. I don't know. I haven't heard it yet.
Well, they dissed Drake and J. Cole, so that's why Drake came out. And Rick Ross dissed him, so Drake came out with another diss to Rick Ross. But, I mean, we just got to look at it. The deal is Drake is a pop artist. He's not rap. He's pop. So a pop artist going to sell more records than a rap artist. I don't give a damn where you go. A pop artist is going to sell, Michael Jackson is going to sell more records a pop artist, so you're going to have a white fan base. Juicy J is a pop artist now. He's not a rap artist. He goes to white festivals and sells out to white folks. He don't do no 666 hood albums no more, tear the club up. They're going for the money. It's a money game. All these cats say, I'm going to keep it in the hood. They can't get one nigga in the hood to buy their record. Now, one homie that ride with you in the car will buy your record. He'll smoke a blunt with you, won't pay $10 for your CD. If I'm lying, y'all let me know. Try it and see. They ain't going to do it.
But shit, all of them, they get paid off the old music, off the stuff that they didn't get paid off of. Finally, people getting to listen to, you know, what they want to listen to also. But as far as them white people festivals, shit, that's what they all do once they get to a certain whatever. They all do that.
Well, fuck it then. I might as well make me a diss record. There's a whole bunch of people just on GP.
Oh, man. You gonna get on one of Scratch records?
You gonna be getting everybody get on up and Scratch.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't gonna never stop dissing folks.
Yeah, I don't believe in a diss record. I feel like if you got smoke with somebody and you know where they live, if you really about that, why you ain't pulled up in their driveway with the smoke? I'm not writing shit down on no piece of paper and rapping in no microphone trying to diss you. I'm gonna sit up there if I got an issue. You ask Buddha, he gonna tell you I'm gonna pull up to your face with that issue. And I'm going to ask you, is there some smoke? If there ain't no smoke, I'm going to let you go. If it's smoke, we got to smoke it out right there and then. We got to get to the end, not the beginning. We got to get to the end. The beginning is arguing. I'm not going to lip wrestle. Everybody know that. If it's some smoke with me, they already know what it's going to be. You got to be ready to be on that trigger finger when I pull up. I'm going to ask you, is there some smoke? If there ain't no smoke, I'm going to let you make it home to your family. If it is, we're going to smoke it out. Somebody got to die.
We wouldn't have no rap industry if it was like that.
Well, I mean,
most of it was built up off of beef and stuff. And most of the time, too, another thing, too, people can't say how they feel because it's going to always be somebody that takes it personally.
But if you feel that way towards somebody, you go address that person to their face. Don't hide behind no blue app. Don't hide behind no rap. I'm going to pull up to you, to your face. Sweet Pea, I got an issue with you. Do you got an issue with me? You say no, then there ain't no issue. We done. That's it. If you say, yeah, I got some smoke, well, we got to smoke it out. We got to solve that problem. Because that's what I'm going to do. I've learned to do that all my life. Somebody say, oh, what's the name? They say, he's going to whoop you. I'm pulling up on him. Hey, they say, you going to whoop me. Now, I ain't say all that. I just wanted to know. Now, I'm going to let you make it. You say you're going to whoop me, you're going to have to whoop me and embarrass yourself doing it. Because when you whoop me, you're going to die anyway. So I tell you, pull that gun out and start squeezing the trigger when I pull up. That's your best bet. That's the only way you're going to win. But if I see it smoke, all you know what I'm going to do.
And most of the time, it's these people that pull up on you like that, they really have a problem with you like that. Because I'm going to be honest with you, most of the people who I don't like have came at me like that. And I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? Like, you know, I didn't have a problem with you, but I don't fuck with you now, you know what I'm saying? And they keep steady always trying to be friendly, And I'm not going to be whatever.
You don't want to be around nobody that's got animosity towards you, and you going around them every day, and you turn your back, and you don't know what they might do. You see what I'm saying? So that's why. If somebody got animosity, I'm going to sit up there and I'm going to address them. Hey, man, what's up on your mind? You know, what you said. When old boy, I tried to be generous with him because I had to check him in the club when he came up to me and Buddha. Somebody, he got to charge me $500 to take a picture. He didn't own the club. I worked for the owner of the club promoting and taking pictures. He was just trying to stunt because the hoes was around when I was taking pictures. I gave my camera to Buddha. I said, bitch ass nigga, you don't get up my face? I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass. How was you playing? I said, bitch ass nigga, I don't play. I ain't with no whole shit. Now get out my face. And he went right on out my face. So that issue right there, I thought was over with. So I said, man, I wish we can bring some soul back like when I brought Kevin Gates. He said, who is you? I brought Kevin Gates. I didn't want to pull the damn contract out of my email and post it because I ain't into no Facebook war. So I kindly sit up there. Everybody started looking at the eyeballs on Facebook. So what I did, I said, well, I'm going to load up, put that 40 cap, tuck it under my shirt, go pull up on where I know they be shooting dice at, pull it up on him and his little three partner. I said, hey, man, I want to holler at you. What's up, man? I said, I just want to know what's up with all the energy you had on Facebook. Is there some smoke? Now, man, you know me and you cool. I said, that's all I wanted to know. Because I'm going to say if it's some smoke, then we got to smoke it out. Nah, man, it ain't even like that, man. You know we cool, my nigga. I jumped back in my truck and drove off and went and got me some goddamn food to eat. And after that, I knew it wasn't no smoke because I knew he ain't about that. I seen him when he was on Facebook.
I don't participate in none of that because the fact of the matter is I got a clean record. I'm good. I ain't never been in no trouble. But I know I will be, and I know my genetics. And it's only a certain level or anything that I'm willing to tolerate or even really be involved with. So I'm not even going to get that far with nobody. Shit, it's over with.
Well,
like,
I've been to the pen, so I've been to the pen. I know how it goes, so it ain't no new booty for me. That's why I tell people I don't hang out with crowds like that. I don't hang with 10 niggas on no porch drinking no beer and smoking no blunt. I don't do all that. I be with a bad bitch in the jacuzzi tub at a hotel ordering some steaks and shit like that. And then if I ain't at the club promoting, I ain't in no club. I ain't in no, what you call it? I'm in the spots to get money because I know everybody got different attitudes these days. So then you got to watch everybody around you because this one, what you call it? And I learned that when the niggas be loud talking and shit. Ho, hey, nigga. I'd be like, hey, man, who you addressing, man? Because you're all in my ear now. I'm trying to concentrate. And they'd be like, what you say? I said, I'm trying to figure out I'm going to kill your ass in 5 minutes. You don't get out my face. And I tell them that to their face. Serious. Anybody around me know I'm not capping. This ain't cap. This is real. My mama think I'm crazy because she'll tell you I talk about that every day. I say, I wish a motherfucker would fuck with me and you'll watch what happens. I guarantee they're going to die. We're not wrestling. We're not going to lip wrestle all you. I'm going to kill you and let the prosecutor attorney do his job because I ain't going to no field. My condition is going to make me sit right there and watch TV as the world turn and all them other TV shows, Price is Right and all that shit, and eat Zuzu's and Wham-Wham for the rest of my days. I won't be on the whole squad. So by me knowing that, I tell people, shit, just leave me alone. Let me live and you live. That's how we supposed to do it in this world. Let everybody else live.
Mm-hmm.
See, my uncle, my mom's brother, was zero talent. He declared dead 3 times in Vietnam. So my cousin's first cousin, he came by the house with his homeboys who was into it with his own cousins. He driving the car. They come doing a drive-by shooting. Hit my uncle's house. So when they came back, my uncle kicked that front door out and shot the shit out of them with the goddamn 12-gauge shotgun, shot the tires out, and they wrecked into the fire hydrant right on the corner. But he told the police, he said, hey, man, I'm zero tolerance. He said, shit, I seen more of this in Vietnam, so this ain't shit. They took his gun and handed it right back to him, said, just come down here so we make it look good. And they gave me the gun right on back. And the police went to them boys' house and said, if y'all go back over there, that man's going to kill y'all. That man declared 3 times in Vietnam, got Purple Hearts left and right. So he ain't playing with you. And I'm just same way. When I went to the Army, we learned one shot, one kill. You don't sit up there and let everybody think that they friends and they the enemy. So once you get that mentality, you know who to play with and who not to play with. You know, I take everything serious. I'm going to be the most genuine person. If sweet people like, hey, look, I need some help. I need a ride. I'll come pick you up and give you a ride. I won't charge you no gas money. But when you be on that goofy shit and that weirdo shit, I'm like, I can't fuck with you. You on some goofy shit and weirdo shit. Get into it with somebody else. Then I got to peel them off. And when they hit me in the back of the head with the bottle, now I got to shoot everybody and kill them. While sweet pea at home sitting up there talking about, watch me whip and watch me nay-nay. And all that shit on TikTok.
No.
Look, I'm just using you for example, but that's how it is. I had to cut a lot of friends off to do that goofball shit, get drunk and sit up there and spitting on people and pissing on people's car tires and all that stupid goofy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Well, no, you can't do all that.
Yeah. The reason I can go to a lot of places is people know when I go to restaurants, I tip good, and I conduct myself in a respectable manner. So I go into a nice, fancy restaurant. They treat me like a regular. Most of them knew me as a regular. You want your sweet tea or you want your Pepsi? You want your wings or you want your catfish plate? You know, they pretty much knew me at all the restaurants when I go in. I'm dressed up in my suit and stuff, respectable person. I learned you get more out of life being a respectable person than an arrogant person. Because when I be somewhere and I see an arrogant nigga, I'm like, damn, man. I say, you need to tone that down. And I just tell him one time. And the nigga be like, well, fuck you. I say, oh, I thought you was talking to me. Yeah, nigga, I was talking to you. Now, when I go out there to that car and that nigga come out to that parking lot, we're going to see if he's still talking to me, which I doubt he will, because I ain't going to let him do it to inside the establishment. Not me. And I'm not arguing. I'm just going to go right outside and wait on him to come outside. That's it.
See, I'm so low-key.
At the same energy. Huh?
And then that ain't going to never happen. I don't talk to enough people for that to happen.
Well, I mean, I done been in a situation. I was at work, and a guy was sitting. I mean, he was standing behind me. I had my back turned. And he's like, yeah, all y'all niggas, and he's doing all that little. I was about 21 years old, 19, 21, not too long out of school. So he's talking all that stuff. I guess him and his girlfriend have been into it and all that. So he, and I turned around and said, hey, man, who you dressing your anger to, nigga? You all in my ear breathing. He's like, what you say? I said, and before I could say anything, I said, look, nigga, I'm zero tolerance. So my partner, my right-hand man, got up and told the little youngster, hey, man, that ain't what you want. So after break, the nigga came back. Oh, gee, man, I was in my feeling. Me and my girl got into it, man. He didn't tell me about you, man. I'm sorry, man. We shook hands. We became the best of friends, man. When I went blind, this motherfucker opened the door for me at the goddamn gas station. Man, remember, OG, man, what you call, man? You all right, man? I can't believe this. So it was like mutual respect, and I pulled him to the side and said, man, you got to realize, man, that penitentiary whooping, that can get you killed down there, man. You do all that loud talking, that's called alerting the guards. That's when you tell the guards, hey, they finna fuck me up. Hey, nigga, I ain't scared of y'all. Yeah, nigga. And he's telling the guards, come get me. Hurry up. Come get me. They finna whoop my ass. So I explained to him how the penitentiary go. He like, damn, OG, I ain't know it like that. We became good friends. I took him under my wings. Like, look, you know, I was just telling you that day, you know, you were venting towards everybody. But you don't know that when you do that, now you got to fight everybody. And that's what you don't want. Address your anger to who you mad at. So if you do that, the whole what you got, I'm getting scared now. Because I'm like, oh, okay, nigga, you standing right behind me yelling in my ear saying what you going to do to everybody. So I'm everybody. So, nigga, if you going to do it to everybody and I'm everybody, then, nigga, I got to be ready for what you going to do. So, you know, but I talk to a lot of these youngsters. I say, you ain't got to be out to be arrogant, but you be prepared because somebody bother you. I told myself, I said, don't bother nobody. But if somebody come bother you, you let that motherfucker trigger squeeze. I deal with the lawyers and shit, but you let that motherfucker go. But then they going to know, and the rest of the people around going to know, well, we know not to fuck with him no more. That's just life. That's life. You don't bother nobody. If I don't bother Sweet Pea ain't going to bother me. She going to go home to her family. I'm going to go home to my family, and the world will be a better place. That's it. Yeah. Where the music at? You
going to
run some music,
hell? Oh, yeah, I'm going to run some. Y'all was just talking. You don't interrupt people when they're talking.
I'm going to take over.
I know when to go. I know when to go. Keep, you know,
I called it 801. I called it 8 o'clock. I called it 801, 803, and the show still wasn't on, so I went and hung the phone up. I said, I just called back and see.
Already. Do what you do. Since you brought it up. It's the top of the hour. We are going to get into some music. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, don't none of y'all ever have to tell me when to play music because I know when and when not to play music. So with that being said, we're going to play some motherfucking music. You heard me? Motherfucker tell me to do my job. I know what the fuck to do. Been doing this goddamn shit for 20 motherfucking years.
Yeah, yeah. Pussy.
But fuck it, I changed it such. The greatest reward comes with the obligation. You owe the generation after you, since they gon' live in the world that you made. Man, where your gratitude? You act like one no more poor people struggling after you. Yeah, you were the last, nigga, you trash. You wouldn't never got big as you is if the folk in the hood was supporting your ass. See them same people that taking the stand. Give you the chance, you showing your ass. I don't give a fuck how much money you have. What did you do with it? How did you use it to make an impact and influence the world for the better? You rather go buy some jewelry, whatever. But never should you ever think that it's gonna last forever. As soon as you blink, it'll be gone as quick as it came. And you talk about when you were doing your thing. Man, all of them profits, man. How many scholarships? How many property did you donate to the people in poverty?
Man, I bet if any is not enough, probably made it equivalent to hitting the lottery. Selfishness makes you a target for robbery. Could it be possibly you don't know people is starving and dying? Is this shit not on your mind? What is you thinking about dick? Cause you make it. I don't mean you shit on the people who trying to be equal. Every day fighting oppression and you just gon' side with the evil. Man, what do you care about? Did you not hear about black women missing? We don't know they where about. See, that what you should be calling the mayor about. Off of whatever's the fair amount. This a water crisis, I'm Flint. And ain't you from Michigan? Where's your empathy, nigga? I promise you, I see the bitch in these niggas. Do more with less, cause I ain't rich of these niggas. I think I just had an epiphany. Listen, the ego where the creeps go when they sacrifice their own people. I swear, all the money in the world ain't enough, nigga. If it mean I gotta live like a fart, nigga. Damn, it must start to be a fart, nigga. Thinking by itself, they get the fame, they get the wealth. But people are struggling, who did you help? People are struggling, who did you help? Who did you help? Fart nigga, yeah. Damn, it must suck to be a fart nigga. Think it by itself. They get the fame, they get the wealth. But people are struggling, who did you help? People are struggling, who did you help? Who did you help? Fart nigga.
I hop in the whip, got the music on blast. Lolo with 24s with a pocket of cash. Hit the block, looking for a cutie with ass, so I can take her to the crib and knock out her back. This is how we do it, how gangsters ride. We just keep representing till the day that we die. Sitting here chilling, reminiscing and sipping. Pimps up, sons of gangsters, we all making a living. Avoid doing time, fuck going to prison. I'm on a mission and my vision, I'm living life to the fullest. On the Honda, stay homie, I remain the cooler. Player like me, my real G's, we run this beer. So if you got a problem, don't start talking shit. Me and K, not for Compton, handles our biz. We got the days to go bang. I told you homeboy, it's a Jesus thing.
When we pull up in the 6-4, hitting the switch, California, Oklahoma, on some Jesus shit. When they see us in the club, they say you are the shit. And your man K-9, you are the shit. When they see us in the 6-4, hitting the switch, California, Oklahoma, on that Jesus shit. When they see us in the club, they say you are the shit. And your man K-9, you are the shit.
I've been around, I love bending corners slow. My 6-4 the same color as my dough. Money green, all over the flow. I was raised by the gangster niggas I know. Not no radio, TV, your game show. Hustle hard, spin chips and fuck hoes. Drive a Ferrari, cause I don't like to live slow. And they hate, cause the bitches in my video. But really, they still acting silly though. Blocks like Legos, my empire gon' grow. Niggas can see walk to this, coast to coast. iTunes, 1 million downloads. Cause real music is what the world's looking for. Some fabricate they like to steal shows. Me and Indian man about to clear the road. I got that good smoke, that's the antidote.
When we pull up in the 6-4, hitting the switch. California, Oklahoma, on some Jesus shit. When they see us in the club, they say you are the shit. Indian man K-9, you are the shit. When they see us in the 6-4, hitting the switch. California, Oklahoma, on that Jesus shit. When they see us in the club, they say you are the shit. Indian man K-9, you are the shit.
I'm chillin' with my real G's, then we show them much love. We got the speeders for you, fake thug. I'm just telling you how it is, living a life of a soldier. No Texas player, we'll fold ya. We all got chains that brings the bling, those not fancy things. Hood rich, we stay posted up, why you hate this bullshit? Mystery of your man, I be on realness. One of the illest MCs to touch the mic. Lyrics that make you wish yourself, switch from boxes to dice. We living lavishly, we're money making hustlers. We run these streets, play up, so we'll recognize real. We already paid our dues, and if you didn't know, that's what it do. We stay true, spitting these flames, kicking these flames. That's how we do it in this rap game. You feel me, man?
When we pull up in the 6-4, hitting the switch. California, Oklahoma, on some Jesus shit. When they see us in the club, they say you are the shit. Indian man K-9, you are the shit. When they see us in the 6-4, hitting the switch. California, Oklahoma, on that Jesus shit. When they see us in the club, they say you are the shit. Indian man K-9, you are the shit.
Ride with this shit. Oh, look. I gotta light the blunt. I like my blunt extra thick, same way like my bitches. Hit some friends, try to cross me, same way they do bridges. Rents in my swisher, back with sherbet lotto. Used to smoke on occasion, now they smoke a lot more. Yeah, vibe with this shit, I always take precaution. I ride with a stick, junkie mode, I pop these pills and I ain't even sick. Dreadlocks in my head, I might get some wicks. Sometimes I'm too dramatic, steering with my knees. Rolling blunt in traffic, I'm high like the attic. Zips I got on gone jacket. Might lace my blunts with lean, smoking green machine. Grab a leaf stuff with a 14, a supreme. Smoking cookies cream, ran out of blue dream. Bitch don't blow my high, the hood I supply. Smoking on Medusa, and being petrified.
I like to ride around my city and smoke.
I roll the paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I like to ride around my city and smoke.
I like my blunts extra thick, same way like my bitch.
I like to ride around my city and smoke. I roll the paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I like to ride around my city and smoke.
I like my blunts extra thick, same way like my bitch.
I roll up paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I ain't smoking no ops, it's just Mary Jane. I could've put diamonds in the watch, but I left it plain. You can't copy this identity, we are not the same. She play hard to get with you, but she loving the crew. My clothes smelling like Pepe Pew, that's that Gorilla Glue. I thought the plug was Mexican, but he from Peru. I pull out shoes that's old to me, but to you they new. I'm the one, not the two, that's my daily affirmation. Get off your ass and go get it, stop contemplating. The world ain't waiting on this beat, I'm ice skating. The wee Caribbean, like a Haitian or Jamaican. I do push-ups and flick my lungs like a bodybuilder. The doobie killer, in my city, my face is familiar. Still smoking OG like a OG. If you know me, then you know I only smoke good weed. I like to ride around my city and smoke. I roll up paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I like to ride around my city and smoke.
I like my blunts extra thick, same way like my bitch.
I like to ride around my city and smoke. I roll up paper big as a plane, simple and plain. I like to ride around my city and smoke.
I like my blunts extra thick, same way like my bitch. I always take precaution, I ride with a stick.
Run it! Run it! Time to get back to the money.
For real.
Ain't got no time for stunning.
Yeah, no.
My people was hungry, you know we gon' get it. We grindin', we get to the money.
Damn.
Time to get back to the money.
Run it.
You know I'ma run it.
Run it.
And I give a fuck with the sandwich, the thought. Them niggas, they know that I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Time to get back to the money.
Damn.
If it don't concern the check,
no.
Don't worry about calling my phone. I'm on, you know I beat it to the neck.
I beat it to
the. Time to get back to the money.
To
my
the
nigga,
money.
We flipping the check.
Flipping the
I'm
check.
Talking about buying them houses.
Dollars.
I'm flipping them bitches and jets.
Bitches and
time
check.
To get back to the money.
Run it.
I've been the boss. Watch out for turn that bitch up like a football game. I wanna toss. Look at me floss. 300 dripping with gloss. Can't no heat up on the box. Look how we walk. Diamonds, they shine from the cloth. Twisted my goals in the mouth. Double the thought. Every day living the dream. Wouldn't be swimming in green. Big hips are seen. They were just looking on lean. Can't no heat keep them a team. Fuck you mean. Came from the bottom and I wanted money, so I had to turn the bitch up. Look, dropping your track and brought the bitch back. A million that came in the truck. Damn, niggas consider it, but I get money. Illiterate motherfuckers wanna see me fall, but I came back and I got a ball like fuck y'all. Damn, I'ma sell, yeah, seven seas. I'ma get the cheese, yeah, big green. Probably see me on the big screen, standing tall like I'm Yao Ming. Back to the money,
for real.
Ain't got no time for studying.
Yeah, no.
My people was hungry, you know we gon' get it. We grindin', we get to the money.
Damn,
time to get back to the money.
Run it.
You know I'ma run it.
Run it.
And I give a fuck with the sandwich, the thought. Them niggas, they know that I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Time to get back to the money.
Damn.
If it don't concern the check,
no.
Don't worry about calling my phone. I'm on, you know I beat it to neck.
I beat it to
time
check.
To get back to the money.
To
my
the
nigga,
money.
We flipping the check.
Flipping the
I'm talking about buying them houses.
Dollars.
I'm flipping them bitches and jets.
Bitches and
trying to get back to the money.
Running.
Yeah. Load up the whip. Handle them, roll up a script. Call it a gift.
Dang.
Never say if. We about to run in a big bag, yeah, big bank. I spend a bit in a big tank. Money minor to the end, homie. Certified, yeah, top rank. Yeah, them haters looking, trying to see what we doing. We get back. I'm a king, I'ma stay on top. Better recognize that y'all kids ass. Step on toes like a first class. Heating rolls from a broke pad. Made a thousand off a notepad. I could never be a broke dad. You probably learned something from a G. A lot of niggas, they be lost sleep. Be quiet, no one to speak. I spend money, can't be cheap. I came up LLC. I'm from uptown, can't be weak. You probably see me smoking on reef. I gotta bring it back to
time
the
to get
street.
Back to the money.
Ain't got no time for studying.
Yeah, no.
My people was hungry, you know we gon' get it. We grindin', we get to the money.
Damn.
Time to get back to the money.
Running.
You know I'ma run it.
Running.
And I give a fuck with the sandwich, the thought. Them niggas, they know that I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Time to get back to the money.
Damn.
If it don't concern the check,
no.
Don't worry about calling my phone. I'm on, you know I beat it to neck.
I beat it to
time to get back to the money.
To
my
the
nigga,
money.
We flipping the check.
Flipping the
I'm
check.
Talking about buying them houses.
Dollars.
I'm flipping them bitches and jets.
Bitches and
time to get back to the money.
West Coast, it's time for a change. A half
full of artists that used to be humble now sit down to a full plate. Invitations to that dinner table was limited to friends and people from out of town. While they eat hearty, we continue to look through their windows and starve. Think about it.
Time for a change on the west, it's the same old shit. No lovers making tight, niggas quit. Know they got a hit, but they can't get the look up, so they put their rhyme book up. I'm a vet, and it's still real hard for me. Older and wiser, gets no deal in this industry. No chances, no recoup or advances. They want your ass in front of where they pants is. Try to fuck you if you don't know the game. Even though you know the biz, they try to do the same thing. It's a whole lot better moving units yourself. I'd rather sell out the trunk than have reels on a major shelf. Whack niggas getting deals for meals. Big ass buddies with little bitty skills. We gon' smash on them niggas who's considered the best, because it's time for a change on the west.
The facts in mind.
Two bucks back, seven.
Hey, fuck with the weather. Dick, the facts in mind.
Niggas only made music in their high school band. Said fuck on the record, niggas lost their mind. Now we the ones falling behind. Who started this gangsta shit? Said bitch had made a hit, and people had a fit, criticizing everything that we did. Once upon a time they kept the West Coast here. Don't say what they say, don't do what they do. We ran with a gang, they ran with a crew. We wore red and blue and they was wearing fat laces. They was beach breeding, we was catching cases. You should have seen they faces drop. California was gangsta, everybody else was hip-hop. Sometime soon, you gon' see who's the best, cause it's time to come anew on the west.
Dick, the facts in mind.
Two months back, seven.
Hey, fuck with the west. Dick, the facts in mind.
Two months back, seven.
Hey, fuck with the west.
Niggas out here, they ain't even trying to share the wealth. Too busy looking out for themselves. Lookin' they homies up, and they floppin' like fish on the beach. Stupid ass skill is something you can't teach. Put a couple verses on their CD, ain't gon' make them blow up. Throw a platter in the trash when it show up. That's another thing I wanted to say. The only people that come by is people from another state. Not even tryna put on your peers. Only two new artists in the last 10 years. What part of the game is that? We need new motherfuckers running this shit, that's a fact. Because to me, y'all slacking on y'all pimping West Coastin' all day with half-ass representing. All y'all sorry-ass niggas, we gon' put you to rest, because it's time for a change on the west.
Dick, the facts in mind.
Two bucks back, seven.
Ain't fuck with the west. Dick, the facts in mind.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
We back in this motherfucker, man. You know, it's on True West Radio. Got everybody mic'd up. We got Buddha Ali, Mr. Everyman, Sweet Pete, JoJo Loco, the Unfadable, and K-9 in the building. Yeah. I got everybody. Already.
Uh-oh.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. What is that? It sounds like a scary movie.
What's
going on?
What's up?
What's happening,
my brother?
Chilling, man. Good to hear y'all, man.
Welcome back. Welcome back to True Real.
Shit. But, man, it's hot and then it's cold. Shit, man. It's
winter.
It's confused. I don't know. I think it got up this morning. It was hot, man. It was fucking sad. I walked out that motherfucker with the khaki shorts on and shit. And then, shit, by the fucking 3 or 4 hours, that shit was getting cold and windy. I said, damn, this shit feel like Florida.
Damn.
Motherfucking Florida. Low rider.
Never know what you gonna get.
Never know, man. Shit. Flip a coin, shit. Shit,
yep.
Time
yep.
Hard.
Already, we got, just everyone mic'd up. Bamboo Ali is mic'd up as well in the building. Good Loco. Mm-hmm. Just making sure everybody's accountable for. Damn, these motherfucking cramps are killing me. I can't hold a cup of ice water. I see this on lockup. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I was stuck on this video. They found a fucking snake that's 24 feet.
They found a snake that was what?
24 feet, weighed 1,100 pounds.
Oh, what?
In what country?
I think it was in Africa somewhere on the video.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Damn. I said, I think I ain't going to the jungle no more.
Motherfuckers be wanting to go to the land down under until they realize what kind of shit's down there. This motherfucker snake stood by you, open his mouth and suck you up old like you was never standing there.
Yeah, nigga, you're right, nigga. You disappearing, nigga. And no sight of where they gonna think you got murdered. You got ate by a snake.
Hey.
And I think one of them prides out there in the deep jungle ate your ass, but really you got ate by an animal.
You know, I really wonder, like, I wonder, do like, you know, because some people are just that crazy that they want to break away from society and live in the jungle and feel that that's their best out there. I mean, but you have to be adapted to that climate and those elements. You know, you got to know the snakes out there to eat. You got to know that some gorillas are damn the King Kong size out there. You know what I'm saying? Massive tigers, massive lions. Just the whole animal population is totally different because the ecosystem is different in the jungle. So, you know, it's prey upon prey out there. So, you know, I mean, how many people actually think that through before they decide, oh, I'm going to the woods with me a lighter, with me a Zippo, I'm going to take me a Zippo, and I have a utility knife, and that's all I'm going to have. You got me fucked up. I ain't going to be able to do it.
Nah, I don't think that would work at all anyway, unless you've been somewhere around the area at least since she was a baby. Because, for one, you would have a chance of living because your area, your scent will be all over the area and just you belong there. You know what I'm saying? But you still got to worry about the train to come on and, you know, smack these people, shit. Especially that snake, it eliminates quite a few people here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is shit, man. And that's the thing, to realize that you ain't even built to be the type of nigga you is, because if I get a DNA test, I'm going to be, what do you call it, subs to hair, so I'm going to be, that's what I'm going to be. But I know damn well, with all the allergies and all that. And sinus and all this crazy shit going on. It's no way I cannot live that life.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna think about. I don't wanna live it though. I go glancing. I'm not even trying to go camping.
But you gotta think about it. They found it in a place that ain't nobody been to. So just imagine what's really out there that niggas ain't been to and never seen. So nigga, I imagine if there's one that big, shit, imagine the babies that motherfucker had.
Yes.
And then what if that was a baby? You know what I'm saying? How do you sedate an animal like that? I mean, seriously. Because I would figure that a single dart wouldn't do it. Yeah. That's true, too.
Yeah, I got time for that.
The fucked up thing about it is you walking through the woods, minding your own business, don't see that big ass motherfucker. You can't run because that motherfucker gonna get your ass. It's over.
He just right.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you one thing. That's why I keep a knife. Man, I'm gonna cut my way out of his belly. All right. Man,
y'all know what, people need to stay at home more anyway, because during the time we had to stay home, been a couple years, man, quite a few animals.
It's
to be extinct. It's supposed to be extinct around the world for them, but they turned up. And then I saw a bear sitting at a picnic table by himself, going hard on a piece of fruit or something. Just eating it with both paws and anything, sitting on the bench.
I don't know. That sounds like a very relaxing afternoon, like, you know, to sit unbothered and enjoy the fruit of the land.
You know, man, so sit at no damn picnic table. No,
well, I'll try. Well, they don't make picnic tables, as I call them, like Yogi Bob, picnic basket, the picnic table. You know, they don't make them like they used to. You know, they used to make the picnic table with the long bench. Y'all remember them that you could pull out.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole family had to sit on one bench. And then you got stools and shit to sit at the motherfucking picnic table. Or you have to be a certain size to actually sit at the picnic table.
You're going to have some of them at his video shoot. You're going to have some picnic baskets. You're going to have picnic bags. You're going to have grab bags like Oprah.
Okay. The grab bag scenario. I can dig it. Couple of fruit, a little sandwich,
yo,
a carton of milk.
Unfadable. Where he at? The Unfadable. He took off or what, man? The Unfadable, you over there eating, man, or what?
I'm sick, man. I'm sick. What's up,
what?
Okay,
that sound like everywhere. Everywhere. What up, man?
Yeah.
Hey D, what's on the menu for the video shoot? We getting ribs or what?
Pizza. Za.
Pizza. Ain't no damn slumber party,
nigga.
Mm-hmm. You getting rib tips? Hey bro, you getting rib tips? Everybody.
Potato salad, beans, and collard greens, and macaroni and cheese, and muffins, and cornbread.
That nigga is not going to a motherfucking video shoot. He going to a cookout.
That's a
go to the cookout.
You got to come down here for that. Shit,
yeah.
See, it ain't gonna be like that at the big. Hey, I tell y'all something. When Coolio used to shoot videos, it went down like that. That motherfucker had a cater. That motherfucker with ribs, chicken, all that shit, green macaroni and cheese.
Man.
They catered the fuck out of them fucking video shoots.
Oh, yeah.
They catered the fuck. I miss those video shoots. Them niggas are spending, you know, $15,000 on the menu. They had champagne, Chris Fowler, or whatever else the motherfucker want to drink. They set up the tents and everything, the tables for people to eat at. They had it hooked up. But we don't do things like that no more.
Right.
Yeah.
Why not? Y'all
can
still do it.
Nah, you know how we gonna do it. We gonna have some Subway sandwiches.
I mean, yeah. I mean, hey, listen. That's pretty expensive these days, too.
Watery potato chips. We gonna have Lay's potato chips.
There you go.
With some melons out there. Y'all gonna have some melons cut up.
And they go, nah, I have three.
What?
You gonna hook it up, huh? He gonna buy a big ass bag of Lay's and he gonna buy a box of Ziploc and he gonna force everybody out.
He ain't gonna have a whole Ziploc. He gonna have a half Ziploc.
Yeah, half Ziploc. The one that don't even seal, you gotta flap it over and shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
Buy some motherfuckers to find. Hey, you gonna have a flap over. Shit.
Just getting ready, man.
That nigga gonna get the five gallon jug and fill it up at the water. I'm gonna pull that motherfucker up for the grocery store and get some free ice from Arco. No, the truck stop.
Yep.
Jojo. Where Jojo go, man?
Jojeezy.
Jojo say he gonna make it down? He gonna make it down to the video shoot?
I don't know.
You asked him?
Yesterday I asked him.
Oh, all right. Keep your head ringing.
Jojo said he got him a job today, so he probably gonna have to see what his schedule looking like.
Right. Congratulations.
Yeah, he got a job, yeah, for sure.
Well, no, but you know, my hours, I already know my hours. It's from 12 midnight to 12 in the afternoon.
Oh, Jojo.
Have a tow truck, man?
Yeah, man. Well, you want to come down and hire? They need three more drivers.
They do AAA runs, too?
It's AAA.
Oh, AAA, yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
You come to the shoot, Joe?
What Thursday want now for that shit?
What'd you say?
What Thursday want now for that shit?
Well, all you need is a driver's license. Now, if you got a commercial license, and that's what, like, the big tow truck that...
Yeah.
And you help me pick up the diesels and shit like that, but other than that, you can see your license.
Do battery service, right? You can just change the tires and battery service.
I know they hiring for tow truck. They need three drivers.
Is that right? Yeah, we might have to link up tomorrow, man. I'm gonna have to stop soon here.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have to stop soon here. I'll shoot you the information and all that.
Yeah, shoot me the information, man. I might, because I ain't drove a tow truck in a long time, shit. I used to drive them motherfuckers every day. I know how to cross the eye and all that shit.
Well, you get paid for training. They give you 4 hours, they pay you for 4 hours of training. And then after that, you on your own.
Yeah. Man, man. And all they trucks is automatic, huh?
Yep. And it's
a flatbed. I was driving flatbed six shift, man. That shit wasn't fun. Traffic on the freeway and motherfuckers in a hurry and motherfuckers want you to drop their car off in tight ass spots and shit, man. That shit was crazy. But yeah, hey, that's what's up, man. We link up on that shit. Hit me on my number. You got my phone number still, right?
Yeah, I got your number. I got a new number, but I'm
going to... Yeah, hit me on that shit, man. I like, come out there and put it in San Bernardino or what?
It's on the border of San Bernardino and Redlands, right off Waterman and Redlands Boulevard.
I was just over there at Loma Linda the other day. Hey, but what I was going to tell you, shit, man, you know this warehouse right off the 395 and the 15?
395 and the 15. Oh, you talking about right there by the gas station by Wendy's?
Past it, going towards Fontana, right? They just built some big-ass warehouses over there yesterday. That motherfucker, I don't know if they had a job fair or what the fuck, but it was about fucking 500-600 people out there standing in line trying to get on that warehouse.
Yeah.
That warehouse must be paying big money, man, or something. We're giving away some free cheese, nigga.
Right.
That motherfucker was crowded, bro. I know it's a lot of people out of work, but god damn.
Probably was a cat house. They probably set up a cat over there.
Or they was doing a job fair. I don't know. Maybe they did a job fair over there. I need to get something going, man. Shit.
Oh, yeah, but you don't need to get you an H6.
That's that test?
No. It's just a printout about your driving record.
Oh, I know, but they don't have it. They don't have you do that clearance no more. My driving record clean as a motherfucker. I can get that shit from AAA. That ain't shit.
No, you get me. Once you get that, you good.
Yeah, my driving record clean as a motherfucker. I just go in there and act like I ain't never drove a fucking flatbed before. Fuck all that shit. Let them niggas put a nigga through the training.
Right.
Fuck no, you ain't got to say, you know what I mean? Even I know, like I told him, I know how to drive it. I know how to do all that, but I still want to go through, I'm still going to go through training no matter what.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just an experience, right? Yeah.
The main thing is keeping the motor toward the front, and when you pull something up and cross-tying that motherfucker off, that's basically.
Mm-hmm.
And figuring out what you can pick up that's too low to the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You tell them you can't pick
that
motherfucker up. Get the fuck out of there. Don't tear that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he told me straight out. He said, look, if you don't feel comfortable towing this or you don't feel comfortable doing that, then don't do it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to get mad at you.
Yeah, because shit, you tear a motherfucking car up, man. That motherfucker too low to the ground. I know how to get them. You know what I'm saying? You put them little wood blocks. And you raise them up, you let it roll over that, and then as the back one's coming up, you raise the back too, so it don't. You put it up under the back wheel too, so it'll raise it up. I used to let that motherfucker ride the blocks all the time, but that's when I was throwing the homie shit. But I had to go pick up lowriders and all that shit, man. I had to, you know, when you put the hook, them niggas got chrome rear ends and shit. You gotta. Put the, like the rags and the sponge shit right there, man. That rubber shit, so it don't tear they shit, they chrome up.
Yeah, nigga. It's you know what I mean. Certain ways you gotta tow. I just don't know how to tow a motorcycle yet. That's one I gotta learn.
Right. No.
It's towing a motorcycle.
from what I remember, it's just cross tying too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You get that motherfucker up there and you pull it up or whatever, tilt the bed, pull that motherfucker up, put that winch on it, bam. And you take that motherfucker, stand it up, you cross tie that motherfucker to the side so it'll stand up on four corners.
I give you a tow truck expert, my cousin. That's what he got. He got a company. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm. My boy had tow trucks, and he used to work for AAA, and that's how I ended up driving. I had lost my job and shit, and that nigga said, "Hey man, I got two tow trucks. Just drive the other one. I give you the calls." And that nigga gave me all the calls. And I was just going to pick up people's shit. I had a blowout in that motherfucker too while I was driving it.
You gotta be careful because that traffic, man, them people sit up there and don't be paying attention to the tow truck drivers, man, and that's the sad part. You know, they be sitting up there driving, and that's what happened in Louisiana. They ran the damn sheriff over there, the tow truck and the sheriff out there, and the motherfucker still speeding with the police lights and all the lights, and ran hit the damn sheriff.
I was gonna get another tow truck, but I said, fuck that. If I ever get a tow truck, I'll just get a trailer. I'll just get a 22-foot trailer, because with a tow truck, okay, the insurance is crazy. But if you get a 22-foot trailer with a winch on it, man, you can tow any fucking thing. Suburban,
yeah.
You tow all that shit.
Yeah, that's what my partner does. He just got that winch and he just hit that damn battery.
That
damn
man.
Sit up there and pull that something going up on that, and he hauls.
Yeah,
and he charged
you out of here.
$250.
You can do all that shit, but man,
sure.
It's easy with a tow truck, man. You hit them little levers on the side, man. Back that bed up, drop that motherfucker, and fucking drag that motherfucker, hook them hooks on the front, straighten that wheel up, put that motherfucker in neutral, pull that motherfucker up on that bed, homie.
Yeah,
put it up to the tow.
100% better.
All the way,
sure.
Hook them chains on the back.
See, working tow truck could come to people, especially if they work switching, like lowriders, because that's what it's basically like.
Yeah, it's like lowrider. Yep, it's all hydraulic shit. Yeah, but that's cool, man. Shit, man.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Like, people that's going to be loyal, you know what I mean? I'll pay overtime. I was like, okay, shit, I ain't going to complain.
That shit cool anyway, because you be sitting waiting for calls anyway. See, I mean, shit, they ain't got calls like that.
Right.
Then you got to go. When you get to people, the only thing about it is when you get to people that got AAA, you got to get to them, and then they be like, okay, your AAA, you out of miles. You only got 40 miles, and we got to go 80. And then you got to call the shop and let them calculate that shit and tell the people, hey, you got to pay this much money or we can't tow it, you know? And
that's what
you're doing.
7 miles, that classic.
Yeah, cause I got 200 miles on my shit, but that should be running out.
Right.
That should run out, man.
Yeah, but you're gonna be making tips, and then if you get them good reviews, especially because it's AAA, it's $50 every review you get.
That's tight.
Yep.
Well, make sure you get your rest anyway. Don't let them overwork you in the name of overtime and all that.
Man, JoJo, a driver like me, they ain't got that much overworking. You know what I'm saying? JoJo's a driver.
It ain't that much overwork. Yeah. Driving is driving.
JoJo. Yeah, JoJo drive like me, man. We cross-country drivers.
Boom. Click, boom. Hook it up.
And then once you get certified for, you know what I mean, for driving for AAA, so then after, you know what I mean, year or two, you go to any company you want.
Yeah. Or nigga can get that insurance and that bond and that authority and shit and fucking buy your own fucking truck and shit, run your own fucking load. Get you a dispatch and run your own shit.
That's I think though, if with AAA, you gotta have 5 trucks.
Yeah, you gotta have new trucks. You gotta have, your truck can't be so old. That's what's up with them. You know, they just transferred all them trucks. They said you can't use them trucks no more because they got a new small system you gotta add to them. So a lot of people sold all them old tow trucks. Them 90s and them 2010 models, they cost them out.
Brand new ones. All you gotta do is push a button. That summer gun goes in there and goes right up underneath that car and hooks everything up and tows it.
California changed the law that a fucking diesel truck needs a fucking smog.
Right.
Diesel fucking truck needs a fucking smog. You gotta put special gas and shit in the fucking gas. That shit crazy.
These niggas find a way to make money off of niggas.
They saying the black smoke is killing
it. That's why they say a lot of people driving to California. They won't take a California load.
Hey, but you know what's the name? They're killing the game, though. Tesla killing the game.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, Tesla got electric fucking diesel.
Mm-hmm. You know, they built them in Reno.
Them electric diesels out there killing the fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
You see what they got working at the docks and shit? Electric vehicles.
Yeah, electric. You see, you can't even have a gas lawnmower no more and work have a company. All your shit got to be fucking, they want your shit to be fucking electric lawnmower.
Yeah, I seen that.
For noise ordinance. Like, since niggas be complaining like your lawnmower, you know what I mean? They work midnight or some shit, you know what I mean, late night. You sleep and you hear the neighbors
getting... Hey, them motherfuckers, I went to go try to buy a lawnmower the other day. Them motherfuckers told me $180 for a little fucking $25, $35 fucking lawnmower.
Wow.
You believe that shit? A used one, a raggedy one.
Yeah.
Fucking killing off that motherfucker. Man, look. My boy went to the swap meet and got one for $35. We flushed the oil out and started that, put some gas in that motherfucker, and it worked just fine. $30, $35, you know? Top hat, we got that motherfucker.
You got to look on OfferUp or something, man.
Nah, nigga, they $200 on OfferUp. Check that shit out. Because they canceled them all out. So now they, like, you can't buy parts for a gas lawnmower no more. Got to go to special places that still fuck with
okay.
Because they trying to cancel that shit out. They gonna
it's a lot more
cars in a minute.
It's a lot more sports.
AutoZone.
Go ahead.
No, I said AutoZone.
It's a lot more
sports. They gonna have hell in AutoZone because AutoZone, like all the cars is going electric. You know, that's all the cars, new cars. If you go to the lot, most of that shit is electric.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And then you know they like dismantling and smashing old cars. This country get a fucking kick out of that shit. They get a kick out of smashing them old cars. That's why these two cars I got right here, they can't touch my cars ever because I got historical plates on all my shit, so they cannot touch my shit. Is protected like a fucking eagle. My shit is protected, nigga. They cannot touch a historical vehicle. A part of history. It's like them houses in the area. It's like them houses in the area. You can't even barely paint them motherfuckers. They don't want you to change nothing about them. Historical house.
Yeah, that's true. Because you got to get a permit to paint that shit. And if they got to prove it. You got to be the same. Yeah, that shit. Mm-hmm.
Same fucking color. It got to be the same color match.
But the good thing about it is every few years they give you a grant to fix on your house, though. That's a good thing.
Man. That's what I said in a minute. They're going to be telling me I can't do shit to the Compton house because that motherfucker... Been like that since the 40s. Do shit to it. You can't even change the fucking windows. Them niggas couldn't even put over there in Ontario. They couldn't even put new windows on their house. They had to stick with the old style window. Have a special company come make the window pane window. I'm like, what the fuck? This shit crazy.
Damn.
No,
I did one house in the Bay Area.
I was working on a house, and they said they want that motherfucker. I mean, they was down to the texture inside the house on the wall. They wanted it matched. I was like, damn, this old ice cream cake shit on the wall. This motherfucker like a chocolate cake on the wall. They said match it. I said, damn. I charged their ass up. So I charged them $12,000 to match that shit. Like, you want me to match it? I can match anything. $12,000. Went in that motherfucker with a fucking roller, a brush, a sponge, and a trowel.
How you doing?
No, I'm good.
So what's up with the radio show tonight, man? Y'all, how much time we got?
Four minutes, dog. That was bad.
Yeah, JoJo,
I gotta
send you the information, man.
Oh, I got him. I'm gonna send it to him.
Okay. All right, y'all.
Yeah, it's only 1 minute left.
One more minute, maybe 30 seconds left.
Man, we ain't having West Coast Wednesday, what?
We did have West Coast
Wednesday. Hum day is over, dog.
This shit better work tomorrow.
That was West Coast Tuesday. We got to have West Coast Wednesday.
Right.
This shit better work. That's all I know.
Right?
I got a bone to pick with Blog Talk.
Oh, shoot. God dang, all these basketball coaches, boy, they getting fined. Boy, I'm going to have to go back to school or something.